This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's jail populations have plummeted to almost half of what they were before the pandemic. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
At the start of the pandemic, sheriffs and prosecutors across the state worked to decrease populations in Colorado's crowded county jails to make it safer for people inside, both inmates and staffers. Now, a new report from the American Civil Liberties Union finds that fewer people in jails has not affected the state's crime rate, and it's also saving taxpayers money. Some sheriffs say they're happier because their populations are better managed. The ACLU is advocating for some permanent policy changes that could keep fewer people in the state's jails in the long run. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools will not bring middle and high school students back to classrooms as planned next week because of the city's rise in COVID-19 cases. The earliest that those students could return is now November 9th. Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer says the district is not changing its plans to bring back elementary school students.
On Monday, Superintendent Susana Cordova really stressed how important it is for young kids to be in the classroom, that these are the kids who struggle the most with engaging with remote learning. The district's concern is that if these kids stay home and continue learning remotely, that it's going to have long-term consequences.
That's Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer. And Longmont will allow deliveries of medical marijuana by the end of this month. The city council approved the measure last night. It is 50 degrees in Grand Junction, and it's 9:05. This is CPR News.